سورة الصافات. The Rose. Themes of the Surah. Emphasis is placed on the issue of clearing Allah of whatever the idolaters attribute wrongly to Him, and explaining why their claim regarding the angels and jinn are false.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والصافات صفا.
Explanation. Verse number 1. I take an oath on the angels who form compact rows in their worship.
فالزاجرات زجرا.
Verse number 2. And I also take an oath on the angels who drive the rain clouds and send them to wherever I command they send rain.
فالتاليات ذكرا.
Verse number 3. And I take an oath in the angels who recite the Quran.
إن إلهكم لواحد.
Verse number 4. O people, indeed, your true deity is one and has no partner. He is Allah.
رب السماوات والأرض وما بينهما ورب المشارق.
Verse number 5. The Lord of the heavens, the Lord of the earth, the Lord of what is in between the two, and the Lord of the sun, in all its risings and setting places throughout the year.
إِنَّا زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِزِينَةٍ الْكَوَاكِبِ.
Verse number 6. Indeed, I have beautified the nearest of the heavens to the earth with a beautiful decoration, the stars that are like sparkling jewels to the eyesight.
وَحِفْظًا مِّن كُلِّ شَيْطَانٍ مَّارِدٍ.
Verse number 7. And I have protected the nearest sky from every rebellious Satan who abstains from my obedience with the shooting stars.
لا يسمعون إلى الملأ الأعلى ويقذفون من كل جانب.
Verse number 8. These Satans are not able to hear the angels in the heavens. When they discuss the law and decree of Allah, they are inspired with. They are bombarded with shooting stars from all sides.
دحورا ولهم عذاب واصب.
Verse number 9. To exile them and drive them away from eavesdropping, and in the hereafter, they will suffer a painful, everlasting punishment, which will not end.
إلا من خطف الخطفة فأتبعه شهاب ثاقب.
Verse number 10. Except for those Satans who happen to quickly snatch something, a statement that the angels discuss among themselves which the people of earth have not yet received information of. A shooting star then goes after it and burns it. Sometimes, the Satan is able to pass that information on to its companion before it is burnt by the shooting star, and it reaches the fortune tellers who tell 100 lies with it.
فَاسْتَفْتِهِمْ أَهُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا أَمْ مَنْ خَلَقْنَا إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُمْ مِنْ طِينٍ لَازِبٍ.
Verse number 11. O Muhammad, to ask the disbelievers who reject the resurrection, are you harder to create and greater in form than other things that Allah has created from the heavens, the earth, and the angels? Indeed, Allah created them from sticky clay. So how could they deny the resurrection when they were created from such a weak substance?
بل عجبت ويسخرون.
Verse number 12. O Muhammad, you are amazed at the power of Allah and His management of the affairs of His creation. You are astonished at the idolaters rejecting the resurrection. While these idolaters mock at what you say regarding the resurrection, due to their extreme denial of it.
وَإِذَا ذُكِّرُوا لَا يَذْكُرُونَ
Verse number 13. If these idolaters were to be advised with any advice, they would not take heed from it, and they will not benefit because of their hard-heartedness.
وَإِذَا رَأَوْا آيَةً يَسْتَسْخِرُونَ
Verse number 14. And when they witness a miracle from the miracles of the Prophet, peace be upon him, that prove his truthfulness, they exaggerate in showing astonishment and mocking it.
وَقَالُوا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ
Verse number 15. And they say, this thing that Muhammad has brought is nothing but clear sorcery.
أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا وَعِظَامًا أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ
Verse number 16. So when we die and become dust and decomposed crumbling bones, will we be resurrected alive after that? That is indeed far-fetched.
أَوَآبَاؤُنَا الْأَوَّلُونَ
Verse number 17. Will our ancient forefathers, who dies before us, also be resurrected?
قُلْ نَعَمْ وَأَنْتُمْ دَاخِرُونَ
Verse number 18. O Muhammad, say to them in reply, yes, you shall be resurrected after you have turned into dust and decomposed bones, and your forefathers will also be resurrected. You will all be resurrected in the condition that you are in a despised and humiliating state.
فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ زَجْرَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ فَإِذَا هُمْ يَنْظُرُونَ
Verse number 19. It will only be one blow of the trumpet, the second blowing, and suddenly, they will all be looking at the horrors of the Day of Judgment, awaiting what Allah will do with them.
وَقَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا هَذَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ
Verse number 20. The idolaters who reject the resurrection say, may we be doomed. This is the day of requital, on which Allah will requite His servants for whatever deeds they sent forth in their worldly life.
هذا يوم الفصل الذي كنتم به تكذبون
Verse number 21. It will be said to them, this is the day of judgment between the servants, which you used to deny and reject in the world.
احشروا الذين ظلموا وأزواجهم وما كانوا يعبدون من دون الله فاهدوهم إلى صراط الجحيم
Verses number 22 and 23. On that day, it will be said to the angels, gather the idolaters and their like, who wronged due to their ascribing partners with Allah, all those who followed them in rejection, and all the idols they used to worship instead of Allah, and show them all the path to the hellfire, lead them onto it, and drive them towards it, because it is their abode.
وَقِفُوهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ مَسْئُولُونَ
Verse number 24. And hold them back for a while, before entering them into the hellfire, for them to give account, because they are to be questioned. Then after that, drive them towards the hellfire. Beneficial points. 1. Allah decorated the nearest heaven with stars, for many beneficial reasons. For them are, to achieve beautification and protection from rebellious Satans. 2. The Sirat is a bridge over the hellfire, which the people of paradise will cross, and upon it, the feet of the people of the fire will slip.
مَا لَكُمْ لَا تَنَاصَرُونَ
Verse number 25. And it will be said to them in rebuke, What is the matter with you, that you are not helping each other, like you used to in the world? And you used to claim that your idols would help you.
بَلْ هُمُ الْيَوْمَ مُسْتَسْلِمُونَ
Verse number 26. Rather, today they are submissive to the command of Allah and humiliated. They will not help each other because of their incapability to do so, and because of their lack of strategies.
وَأَقْبَلَ بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ يَتَسَاءَلُونَ
Verse number 27. And they will turn to each other, blaming each other and arguing, when shifting the blame and arguing, will be of no use.
قَالُوا إِنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ تَأْتُونَنَا عَنِ الْيَمِينَ
Verse number 28. The followers will say to the leaders, O our seniors, you used to approach us in matters of religion and truth, and would beautify for us disbelief, ascribing partners with Allah and sins, while scaring us away from the truth that the messengers brought from Allah.
قَالُوا بَلْ لَمْ تَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ
Verse number 29. The leaders will say to the followers, The matter is not as you claim it is. Rather, you yourselves were upon disbelief, and were not believers. You were the rejectors.
وَمَا كَانَ لَنَا عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ بَلْ كُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا طَاغِينَ
Verse number 30. O followers, we had no power or authority over you, such that we caused you to disbelieve, ascribe partners with Allah, or commit sins. Rather, you were people who transgressed the limit in disbelief, and deviants yourselves. We were not the ones who led you astray.
فَحَقَّ عَلَيْنَا قَوْلُ رَبِّنَا إِنَّا لَذَائِقُونَ
Verse number 31. So the promise of Allah is now imposing on us and on you. When He said, I will surely fill hell with you, and those of them that follow you altogether. Surah Sad, verse 85. And because of that, we are inevitably going to taste whatever our Lord has promised.
فَأَغْوَيْنَاكُمْ إِنَّا كُنَّا غَاوِينَ
Verse number 32. So we called you towards deviance and disbelief. We had deviated from the path of guidance, but all you did was that you followed us because of your disposition to incline towards disbelief and deviance.
فَإِنَّهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ فِي الْعَذَابِ مُشْتَرِكُونَ
Verse number 33. So the followers and the leaders will share in the punishment on the Day of Judgment. None will benefit the other in any way, because they were all partners in deviance and disbelief in the world.
إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَفْعَلُ بِالْمُجْرِمِينَ
Verse number 34. Indeed, just as I did with these people by making them taste the punishment, I will do the same with other criminals by joining the followers and leaders in the punishment, each in proportion to whatever they deserve of it.
إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا إِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ
Verse number 35. Indeed, these idolaters, when it would be said to them in the world, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, so that they could act upon its requirements and leave everything that contradicted it. They would reject answering the call to it and submitting to it out of arrogance from the truth and showing haughtiness to it.
وَيَقُولُونَ أَإِنَّا لَتَارِكُوا آلِهَتِنَا لِشَاعِرٍ مَجْنُونَ
Verse number 36. And they would say, justifying their disbelief, should we leave the worship of our idols, because of the words of a mad poet, intending through this statement of theirs, the messenger of Allah, peace be upon him.
بَلْ جَاءَ بِالْحَقِّ وَصَدَّقَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ
Verse number 37. Verily, they have spoken a grave lie, because the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, was not a madman nor a poet. He brought the Qur'an, which calls towards the oneness of Allah and towards following his Messenger. He corroborated the message of monotheism and affirmation of the afterlife the messengers brought from Allah. He did not contradict them in anything.
إِنَّكُمْ لَذَائِقُ الْعَذَابِ الْأَلِيمِ
Verse number 38. O idolaters, you are surely going to suffer the painful punishment on the Day of Judgment due to your disbelief and rejection of the messengers.
وَمَا تُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ
Verse number 39. O idolaters, your requital will only be for the disbelief and sins you used to commit in the world.
إِلَّا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ الْمُخْلَصِينَ
Verse number 40. However, the believing servants of Allah, whom Allah chose for His worship, and the sincerely devoted worship to Him, will be in a place of safety from this punishment.
أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ رِزْقٌ مَعْلُومٌ
Verse number 41. For those sincere servants will be a special provision granted to them by Allah, well known for its purity, beauty, and eternity.
فواكه وهم مكرمون
Verse number 42. From this special provision will be that they are provided with the purest of fruits they ever eat and desire. On the top of that, they will be honored with their ranks being raised and being able to see the blessed face of Allah.
في جنات النعيم
Verse number 43. All that they will get in the permanent gardens of everlasting bliss, which will never expire or cease to exist.
على سرر متقابلين
Verse number 44. They will lean on thrones, opposite to and facing one another, each one happy to meet his brother.
يطاف عليهم بكأس من معين
Verse number 45. Glasses of wine, clear like flowing water, shall be passed around them.
بيضاء لذة للشاربين
Verse number 46. White in color, whoever drinks from it will enjoy a complete sensation.
لا فيها غول ولا هم عنها ينزفون
Verse number 47. It will not be like the wine of the world. There will be no intoxication that clouds the minds, nor will it give its drinkers headaches. The bodies and minds of its drinkers will remain safe.
وَعِندَهُمْ قَاصِرَاتُ الطَّرْفِعِينَ
Verse number 48. In paradise, They will also have chaste wives, with beautiful eyes, who will not longingly look towards anyone other than their husbands.
كأنهن بيض مكنون.
Verse number 49. In their white complexion, blended with a tinge of redness, it will be as if they were ostrich eggs, covered by feathers from the wind and dust, protected and untouched by any hand.
فأقبل بعضهم على بعض يتساءلون.
Verse number 50. The people of paradise will turn to one another asking about their past and what happened to them in the world.
قال قائل منهم إني كان لي قرين.
Verse number 51. One of the believers will say, "Indeed, I had a companion in the world who would deny the resurrection." Beneficial points. 1. The cause of the punishment of the disbelievers is evil deeds, which are ascribing partners with Allah and committing sins. 2. From among the bounties the people of paradise will be granted is their gathering with one another and being able to see one another. This is from the perfection of happiness.